We've got former Iowa Governor and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack on the line with KBOE News, talking about the 40th anniversary of the World Food Prize in 2026. This week, he's visiting the area to highlight the anniversary and some of the people involved in the World Food Prize Foundation. Governor Vilsack, first of all, thank you for your time. And for those who are unaware, can you start by explaining really quickly what the World Food Prize Foundation is all about?
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity. 40 years ago, a great Iowan by the name of Norman Borlaug, who was a Nobel Peace Prize recipient, made the decision that there ought to be a equivalent of a Nobel Prize for food and agriculture. There is no Nobel Prize. There's Nobel Prizes for lots of different disciplines, but there isn't anything directed at food and agriculture. And he felt that it was important, that what farmers do for us every single day is incredible. And he felt that there needed to be a way of acknowledging that. And so the prize was established to essentially recognize individuals who do some extraordinary and transformative work that makes food more available to people around the world, that makes food more affordable, more accessible, safer, available, whether it's in a developing country or even in a country like the United States. And so the prize was established, and a foundation was established around the prize to make sure that it was an appropriate celebration, that the prize was of a significant amount that would get the attention of people around the world. And that occurred 40 years ago. And then there was an individual from who was born and raised in Beacon, Iowa. That's not too far from where your station is. John Ruan, who as a young man decided to start a trucking company with one truck during the Depression. He built that trucking company into essentially an empire. He was a tremendous entrepreneur. And he felt that it was important to have that prize located in Iowa, given the legacy of what we do in this state of feeding people here and around the world. The most productive farmers and producers in the world happen to work in our state. We're an agricultural state and known for that. And so he essentially began the process of endowing, providing resources to establish a foundation that would ensure that the prize would always be awarded in Iowa. And so I think it's important and necessary for all of us in Iowa to understand what a great opportunity we have. When we give this prize, we invite the world to focus not only on the prize, but also on Iowa and Iowa's history and legacy of helping people be fed. And so what we're doing this year in celebration of the 40th anniversary is we're traveling the state and we're connecting Iowa to iconic locations and individuals that we are already proud of, and then essentially saying that that same level of pride needs to be established for the World Food Prize, because it only happens in one place on one day in the world, and it happens here in Iowa in October in Des Moines. So it's a tremendous opportunity, I think, to express some pride in our state and in the legacy and history of our state.
40 years is a pretty impressive milestone, too. And I know you've only been CEO of the foundation for close to a year now, but it seems like you've been involved with the foundation for some time at this point. How, from your point of view, has the World Food Prize changed in the last 40 years that it has existed?
Well, that's a great question, because it points out the fact that we started with the prize, but then with the assistance and help of individuals like Michelle Hossein, who's the current president of the foundation, and Ken Quinn, who ran the foundation for a number of years, the work of the foundation expanded significantly. So it also includes a commitment to youth, a commitment to create what are called youth institutes, and we'll be having the Iowa Youth Institute on April 8th at Iowa State. We go around school districts across the state, and we encourage young people who are in high school to write a 3 to 5 page paper on a food security challenge somewhere in the world. Where are there people who are hungry? Where are there people who aren't getting the proper nutrition? And what could be done about that? What would the student do if the student were in charge or in power? We then ask these students to present those papers at a gathering. As I say, our gathering in Iowa will be April 8th at Iowa State. And it's interesting because Iowa State hosts this youth institute, and if any of the young people decide to go to school at Iowa State, there's a small scholarship that's then awarded as a result of their participation in the youth institute. So that's one expansion. The other expansion is in the area of convening. We like to bring the world together in Iowa, but we also need to take, if you will, Iowa to the rest of the world. And so we'll be traveling this year to Africa, to a country in Africa, to convene people, to have them converse about best practices, ways in which people who are challenged with food security and nutrition security in Africa can be better served. So we're an ambassador, if you will, of the United States and of American agriculture, taking what we know and taking what we've learned and sharing it with the world. So that's another expansion of what we do. And then finally, we're very much interested in promoting science and innovation. It's incredibly important for us to continue to figure out ways in which we can grow more, to do it sustainably, to be able to make sure it gets to the people who are most in need. That requires innovation, and so we have a contest in which we award cash prizes to small startup companies from the United States and around the world again, who are doing transformative work in this space of food and agriculture, and bringing those individuals in a competition of sorts, and eventually we pare it down to three companies, and those three companies present during the Laureate Week ceremony, the Borlaug Dialogue that surrounds the Laureate ceremony in October. And so we promote science and innovation. We act as an ambassador and a bridge builder. We inspire young people. And of course, we also acknowledge those who are doing amazing things in the area of food and nutrition security.
You mentioned the story of John Ruan earlier and how he's been involved, and you're visiting the Oskaloosa area this week in large part to highlight his legacy. What other parts of John Ruan's legacy do you want to put a spotlight on while you're here?
Well, his generosity, obviously. The ability for the foundation to continue to provide a $500,000 prize is directly related to the generosity of John Ruan and John Ruan's family, his son John Ruan, and now his wife Janice and his children are very much engaged in the foundation, and so it's been a consistency within the Ruan family of being supportive of the World Food Prize Foundation and the work that we do, and it's an opportunity. I think it's really an opportunity for us to sort of highlight what is unique and special about our state. I think it's important for us, particularly for our young people, for them to know that growing up and being raised in this state, that there's something that they can take extraordinary pride in, and which is that nowhere else in the world is there a World Food Prize. Nowhere else in the world is there a convening of people from all over the world to celebrate what farmers and ranchers do all over the world and to figure out ways in which we can do an even better job of it to make sure that eventually we get to a world where there's no food insecurity, no nutrition insecurity, a world, frankly, if we got to that point, that would be a lot safer for all of us. Unfortunately and tragically, there's a direct connection between hunger and food insecurity and nutrition insecurity and conflict. About 70 to 80% of the areas of the world today that are in war or conflict are in that situation in part because they are also food and nutrition insecure. So if we can solve the issue of feeding people, then maybe we make a more peaceful and secure world for ourselves and our children and our grandkids.
Is there anything else that you wish to highlight about the World Food Prize Foundation while we have you here?
Well, I it's important, I think, for people in Iowa to understand that this is their foundation, this is their prize. That's why on the 40th anniversary, we're asking folks to consider making a donation to the foundation of $40. A cup of coffee a week, the cost of a cup of coffee a week for a week, perhaps, to the foundation. They can go online at worldfoodprize.org. There's a donation button, and we're looking for ways in which we can build greater support among small donors to continue the work and hopefully to expand it to Iowa and to the world.
This was former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack and current CEO of the World Food Prize Foundation joining KBOE News to talk about the 40th anniversary of the World Food Prize in 2026. Governor Vilsack, appreciate your time very much.
Thank you. Take care.